This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You're hearing about a partnership with the Umpqua Community College and the Friendly Kitchen. A big change there. And Casey Buller in the volunteer coordinator for Friendly Kitchen. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how long have you been working with Friendly Kitchen?
I've been there about 6 months.
And you've got a long background doing a lot of other things and kind of stepping into a new role.
Right. I worked at a nonprofit previously, and I did a lot of work with their volunteers. So this was a good change for me, a good fit. The volunteer coordinator position is key. Without someone kind of heading it up, we don't get our meals delivered. So I'm enjoying it.
Now, after a very long time, Friendly Kitchen ended up moving to Umpqua Community College, where a vacant kitchen essentially had been in place for about 3 years.
Right. The kitchen was being unused. It was just sitting there. UCC wanted to establish a partnership with a nonprofit, and it was a perfect match for us. Our chef had previously worked in that kitchen, so he's familiar with with what's going on there. He knows the kitchen well, so it's giving us room and the capacity to serve additional meals at some point in the near future and expand our service area, hopefully.
Well, and having been in both kitchens at the Methodist Church and at the college, I mean, the big size difference.
Huge size difference. There's lots of walking in the kitchen now when you're trying to get around and do meals. So the space is fantastic. And so far, everyone I've met at the college has been welcoming and really positive about this partnership we've developed.
So Friendly Kitchen and Meals and Wheels providing how many meals every week?
We do about 1,200 meals a week, and we have about 225 individuals or meal recipients. We're estimating that we'll probably do more like 4,800 meals a month in 2023 compared to the 3,800 we were doing in 2022.
Wow. So how does all this work in terms of making it happen?
The volunteers, really. As the volunteer coordinator, that's my number one priority, is having a good, reliable source of drivers on a permanent basis, as well as having substitute drivers. And building a pool of reliable substitute drivers is one of my number one priorities right now, so that I've got that. So we lost several in the move to UCC, just with some additional distance and mileage. So I'm wanting to rebuild that group of substitute drivers.
So for those people that are taking meals out to elderly or homebound folks, I mean, that contact is sometimes the only one that person will have that day.
Absolutely. And it's critical for some of these folks. They plan their whole day around when they're getting their Meals on Wheels delivery, and they wait for those folks. So if your meal doesn't get there at 11:30 like it always does, we have phone calls that come in because these folks, you know, it's an important part of their day because it is their only social interaction in many cases. So we were able to kind of gauge how folks are doing. If they look like they might need some additional help, our drivers are very important in relaying that to me so that I can call in well checks and check on those people who might need some additional services or help.
And now being at the college, this opens up kind of a new opportunity as well with the students at the college.
Absolutely. One of the things that UCC wanted from us as part of our contract was to start providing food for students and staff, which we are hoping to have that implemented by January 17th. So we're going to actually have hot food available. And being able to offer that, provide that service with hot food to the students and staff is a big deal because they haven't had that.
So going on for the organization, how do you get your funding to make all this happen?
We get grants are something that we're always pursuing, grants. We have an executive director who does the grant work. We have private donations. Those, unfortunately, like many agencies, our private donations are down by 35%. And meal costs are double as to what they used to be. So we used to produce a meal for $4. We're still having that be our suggested donation, but that meal's really costing us more like $7.50 or $8 to prepare.
Wow. So a lot of challenges there. And for somebody who might be interested in in helping in some way? What kind of time commitment is involved?
We do active delivery Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. New drivers, we ask to show up at about 9:30 because we show them how to count their bags, count their meals, get all their route counts down right. And then hopefully all food is gone from the kitchen by 10:30. And usually folks are back at the kitchen on campus by about 2:30. So, 9:30 to 12:30 is usually the range. It goes slower in the beginning while you're just still trying to learn the route. But we have new drivers come in and train with experienced drivers to help them figure out where some of these places are, because they're not all necessarily homes with like regular street addresses. We have a lot of small trailers and alleys and folks that are on a week-by-week basis at hotels. So it's not always straightforward, but we have them go along with someone until they're comfortable.
Now, is this pretty much right around the Roseburg area?
Where Meals on Wheels of Roseburg is within the Roseburg city limits. We don't serve satellite communities yet. County does deliveries outside of our normal delivery area in most cases. There are some gray areas that aren't covered by either us or the county, so there's need for more service provided to a greater range of people that we're hoping we can do.
So if somebody might be able to volunteer, how do they get connected to you?
We have a new phone number out of the college. It's 541-440-7870. And if they call me and leave a message, if I'm not there, I give them a buzz back. We kind of talk about what my need is, what their availability is, and then I invite them to come out and do a ride along to see if it's something they're interested in.
And so they don't have to make a commitment right then, but
nope.
Kind of check it out. And
they can see what it's all about before I have them fill out the little volunteer application, make sure it's something they think they want to pursue.
All right, Casey Buller, anything else folks should know?
No, we're large and in charge. We just want to do more for the community, and the group of people that volunteer for us and those on our board of directors are very dedicated to what we're doing. So we're working together to continue to grow.
All right, Casey Buller, volunteer coordinator from the Friendly Kitchen. Thanks for coming in this morning.
You're very welcome.
8:39 at the morning report.